The impeachment inquiry got even more contentious today, with some House Republicans walking in on a closed-door hearing that's part of the investigation. This after damning testimony yesterday from the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor. Taylor said that President Trump made military aid to Ukraine contingent on that country investigating Trump's political rival, Joe Biden. Michael McFaul is former U.S. ambassador to Russia under President Obama and joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And first of all, what did you think of Taylor's testimony, at least the part that we've seen, the opening statement? What stood out to you?
Well, first, I want to say in full disclosure that I've known Bill Taylor for 25 years. I found him to be an amazing diplomat in all the different jobs that he had that we interacted with. So I don't pretend to be a neutral observer when reading his testimony, but I found it devastating, mostly because it was so incredibly detailed. And he just tied together all the little dots and I's and cross T's that you would want to connect the quid pro quo, the holding of military aid and the holding of an Oval Office visit in return for the investigation of this company, Burisma, which Hunter Biden, the vice president's son, sits, and the investigation of alleged meddling of Ukrainian individuals in the 2016 election.
Now, the White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham released a statement after Taylor's testimony saying today was just more triple hearsay and there was no quid pro quo. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm sorry. I can say I am 6'8". that doesn't mean that I am 6'8". I mean, I find this defense just alarming to, you know, the intelligence of the people reading those statements. It's just clear as day to me. Whether or not the quid pro quo is an impeachable offense, that's another matter. But the notion that they keep going back to there was no trade when the evidence, I think, is just overwhelming. And by the way, that statement also I found to be really revolting. Triple hearsay, number one, but then to call Ambassador Taylor, as I recall, and a radical, unelected bureaucrat. This is a person that served our country for 50 years. Democrats and Republicans, by the way, he was appointed U.S. ambassador to Ukraine by President Bush. I just find this attacking the messenger strategy also indicative that they don't have the facts on their side.
As you know, the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, was asked last week about a quid pro quo, and he seemed to say that, yes, there was a quid pro quo, and then he ended up walking that back. But one of the things that he said in that press conference was, we do that all the time with foreign policy. As a former ambassador yourself, did you ever see foreign policy, as he said, become political in any way?
So when I was in the government, I served 5 years in the Obama administration. We did set up quid pro quos. In fact, even with Ukraine, I was involved in some of those where we said there will not be a meeting with President Obama. For instance, we did this in 2010, I believe, with President Yanukovych, unless you do something to secure your nuclear waste, right? That's called diplomacy, tit for tat, leverage. That part is true. What is not true is that I never remember a time when we did a quid pro quo to advance President Obama's personal interests or his reelection efforts. That is the part that's radically, to my knowledge, has never been done before.
Okay, I want to ask you about the other big reason we wanted to talk to you, which is what's going on in Syria. And Russia has started patrolling parts of the Syrian border in a deal reached with Turkey yesterday. Those two countries now working together in northeast Syria after the U.S. pullout. What do you make of that deal and the idea that Russia now has more control in that region?
It's a giant victory for Vladimir Putin. He's been working at this for years. He wants to be the kingmaker in the Middle East. He wanted to support his dictator and ally, Mr. Assad. Now he's achieving the result he wanted, especially with our complete capitulation. So now he's negotiating with Erdogan. The Americans are not even at the table.
Let me ask you one more thing. As you look at Russia right now, how is it possible that a country that has an economy that is less than one-tenth the size of the United States, having so many successes all over the world achieving its goals?
Well, Putin has, small cards in his hands, but he's not afraid to play them. So I think part of it is due to the way that he is not afraid to break the rules of the game. But it partly is also, you know, the Trump administration and President Trump himself. This is capitulation. He's pulling out of our of Syria and giving Putin a win and getting nothing in return. You know, we were earlier talking about tit for tats and quid pro quo. There's none of that kind of setup with respect to Syria. And I would say the same is true in Ukraine. The big loser in all this scandal, the Trump involvement there and the privatization of our foreign policy there for his personal gain, is a weakening of our relationship with President Zelensky and the new government there. That's also a win for Putin.
That is former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul, now director of the Freeman Spogli Institute for International Studies at Stanford. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.